Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. Good evening. How are you, V?
I'm grateful tonight. Hey, Bonnie.
Woo. Hey.
Say, I think about freaking you. Woo. What a way to start the show tonight. Beautiful,
yes.
Just say welcome, welcome to the family tonight. Let's talk love, sex, and nutrition. Bonnie, we got a hot conversation tonight, girl.
Yes, honey, we do. And before we jump into tonight's show, I want to go and I want to thank the fam for joining us tonight because we do know it's a Friday night and we know that the fam could be anywhere, but they chose to spend their time with us, so we want to thank them and acknowledge them for that. And we want to go ahead and introduce ourselves to any new listeners that we have tonight. I am Vonnie, your sexual wellness coach, and we have Z.
And I am Z, your love and sex enthusiast. And I've been encouraged by my coach to say, author of an upcoming book, Jamaica Memoir. So I'm a new author coming up soon. So I'm giving thanks for that. Blessings, yes, and we do thank the family for joining us tonight with this dynamic conversation that we're going to be having tonight. And I love, I'm telling you, when I listen to that, I love Jodeci anyway. But, when they talk about freaking you, this is a perfect segue into this conversation that we're going to be having tonight, Bonnie. So we're going to let the family do our disclaimer. We're going to let the family know what's going on, and then we're going to jump right in to our topic.
All right. So, again, we are Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition, and we are here every Friday evening, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. And when I introduce myself, I am a sexual wellness coach. And Z, she is an up-and-coming author as well as our love and sex enthusiast. And we say that to say that during our show, well, first, this is an adult show. So for the adult listeners, we just like to let you know that with that being said, if you have any young ones that are in the listening area, if you might have the show on speaker, we just like to let our adults know that, especially with tonight's topic, we like to let our listeners know we're going to be talking about pornography. So, So, like I said, we just like to let our fam know that this is an adult show. And then also, we are not professional doctors. We're not medical doctors. So we speak from our experience and our research. So by any means, if you are under any medical care and we make any suggestions or recommendations, we ask that you first consult with your medical practitioner before doing anything that we might suggest or say. And other than that, Z, did I cover anything? Everything?
As always, my beautiful queen, you were right on it.
Okay.
We want this to be a really relaxing and enjoyable time. You know, when we invite the family to come in on a Friday evening, like we said, you could be doing anything else, but we want this to not only be a time for you just to relax, get the day off for you, your work, you've been to work and you've been doing all your stuff, taking care of your family. Now it's this time of the evening for you to take care of you. So if you have some wine, and this is a night for a little wine and a little something to help you relax and get into this conversation about a very controversial topic. So take off your shoes, get into something comfortable, snuggle up with your boo, and, let's talk. Let's talk pornography. Right.
Yes.
What do you think, Bonnie? Well, you know what? First of all, I want to say when the idea came to have this subject, it's a subject to me that, you either, like we said in our write-up, you're either turned off, you're turned on, or as you say, turned up. So, you know, and I know we have, you know, lots of views out there, and I'm going to be open and, you know, to let you know about how I feel about this particular, I call it a form of art. I'm going to let you know how I feel. Vonnie is going to give you her ideas as well. And then and later on in the show, we are going to be opening up the lines to allow the audience to share their thoughts and feelings. So it should be a really wonderful conversation tonight.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I also want to remind the family that for those that would like to participate in the conversation tonight, by pressing 1 on your dial pad, that will put you in the queue, and that will let us know that you want to join us tonight on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. All right, Z. So, you know, with this topic, turn on, turn off, or turned up, I think it would be good to have the definition. I was, you know, with researching, doing my research for this topic. I tell you, man, the research we do is pretty exciting here. But the research for the definition of pornography is famously is subjective, because what might be someone's Venus de Milo might be another man's masturbation aid. So, you know, that term is can be like I said, subjective. So with that being said, ZR, do you have a definition of what you have found that we can use for tonight's show?
Yes, yes, yes. So according to Merriam-Webster, the full definition of pornography, the depiction of erotic behavior as in pictures or writing intended to cause sexual excitement.
Says
material as books or photographs that depicts erotic behavior and is intended to cause sexual excitement. So it always has one bottom line is causing sexual excitement. The depiction of acts in a sensual manner so as to arouse a quick, intense emotional reaction. And we're going to and we're going to talk tonight about the different kinds of pornography that is out there, because we know that there's, you know, you've got soft porn, you've got hardcore porn. So we're going to talk about the differences in that. So that is one of the things that came up for me. Also, I'd like to talk about the write-up that you did, Vonnie. I mean, the history about pornography.
Okay.
Because when I read in here that pornography existed long before video and even photography. So why don't you, do you have that information in front of you? Because I'll let you go ahead and do that if you wanted to do that.
Oh, yeah. So, the ancient history. So it's been found that, and not to say that it was sexually explicit, but there have been foundings of Venus figurines that were maybe not intended for sexual arousal, but these figurines were found in different like caves, and they were symbolizations of fertility. And then the Greeks and the Romans, they would have a lot of their art. They would have a lot of sculptures and frescoes depicting homosexuality, threesomes, fellatio, kundalinis. And then, of course, you have in India, you have the Kama Sutra. So, you know, throughout history, there has been different references or resources that, you know, that were used for this. Now, it really, you know, spearheaded when we got into modern technology, when we had photographs and then video, and then now we have the internet. But as far as, you know, porn, it has been out for hundreds and thousands of years.
Absolutely. And it's so, and it tells us really that people have always been interested in sex, in not only participating in it, but seeing others participate in it. It's been something that is exciting, it's arousing. You know, one of the things that it says in the article is that whichever way you slice it, the diversity of pornographic materials throughout history suggests that human beings have always been interested in images of sex, lots and lots of sex. This gentleman by the name of Seth Prosterman, who's a clinical sexologist, says that sex has always played a super important role for human beings and their relationships. And I think that, you know, one of the things that we're going to be finding out as we talk about this subject is that pornography has been a way of helping to enhance sexual relations. You know, people use it as foreplay. You know, some people use it as self-pleasuring, you know, use it for their own self-pleasuring. And I just got a text message asking me, do men the only one that masturbate? Of course not.
Of course not.
No, the girls, you know, we have our own self-pleasuring. So, and I don't know how often women use pornography, you know, when they're in their self-pleasuring, but I'm sure that is, they do. So, and again, you know, like you said, when, you know, this is not just something, this has been around for years, you know, like you said, in the cave. So this is something that people have been interested in and wanting to depict for many, many years.
Yeah.
Way back in the Kama Sutra days.
Yes. I mean, and then, you know, because it was ingrained, it was part of, and with the Kama Sutra, you know, it wasn't just for the physical aspect, but stimulation, but also spiritually as well. So, you know, we talk about, you know, pornography and, you know, a lot of us might think of, you know, those nasty movies and the magazines that, you know, our parents would try to hide from us and stuff. And I'm dating myself because I don't even know if we still do have magazines, but now with the internet, that is just, you know, took it to another level. But you know, we're,
hello. Uh-oh. I think we may have lost you, Bonnie. But just to follow up with what she was saying, I'm sure she'll be back in a second. I remember, you know, as a kid, oh, my gosh, probably about 12 or 13, and I found some of my father's books and magazines, and I was at my, you know, I'm like a little kid, my eyes bulging out my head, you know, looking at these naked people and reading these reading the magazines and reading the stories about sex. And so, you know, it was just definitely a turn on for me. And, you know, as a kid, I don't know whether, you know, I don't even know what I was thinking at the time, but I know I used to just, you know, tell my girlfriends, look what I found, you know, my father's got these books, they got them hidden, but I found them. So, and I'm sure that other people have too, you know, Bonnie, you're back, huh?
Yeah, I'm back, yes. Yeah, my work call dropped. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was just telling them about when I was a kid, you know, about 12 or 13, and I found Daddy's stash. You know, really, he ain't even trying to hide it too tough. I guess he figured his daughter wasn't going to be looking in his room, but he didn't know. but you know, it was exciting to look at the magazine, the nasty magazines, and go and tell my girlfriend and showing them, you know. And, you know, I don't know, kids today, they have it quite easy because they can just pop up on their phone, you know, or, you know, and find these things. And sometimes that can be, of course, that can be not a good thing because we don't want children looking at pornography. You know, there's a place and a time for it, and it's definitely with adults, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. My story is a little different. I was actually a little bit younger than, you said you were, what, 12, 13, Z?
I recall, and I
don't share this story, obviously, with too many people, but because we have this show, this is a perfect opportunity to do so. But I remember I was in third or fourth grade, and talk about someone, you know, being lucky with someone who had a stash. It was one of my girlfriends. And before we would go to school in the morning, we would all meet up at this certain person's house, and we would get a hold. She got a hold to her parents' movies. In third, fourth grade, before we would go to school, we would sit and watch these movies. I didn't know, you know, this was – eight, 9 years old. So being exposed to what I was being exposed to just totally turned me out in a way that I was like, wow, this is what grown-ups do. Like, so, you know, you go from being curious to actually seeing the visual and seeing it very graphically at a young age. And I remember that was actually the first time that, I saw grown people actually having sex. But the whole, like, ejaculation, like, that was something that was new to me with seeing. Obviously, I'm a child, so all of it was new to me. But I was just like, whoa, I can't believe what I'm seeing. So I was very young when I first got exposed to pornography.
Wow. And then you're not only young, but you're actually seeing movies. We just started out with the magazines and the books, so you was getting the real deal.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, what also was interesting to me about the history of pornography is it talks about in this article
1896.
That was a long, long time ago. Correct. And they're saying filmmakers in France were delving into the erotic with short silent clips. So, you know, they didn't even have any, they had no music behind it. They didn't have no ooh, ah, you know, none of that stuff. You just had to watch it. And it was, people were getting their thing off with this.
It would be the French to take it to another level, huh?
Yeah, for real. How about that? it says that hardcore sex started showing up around 1900, and they were usually shown at all-male gatherings. So, and I think it has definitely taken on a different role because even though there were women, of course, you know, in the films, you didn't find, I don't think, too many women watching them, you know, as opposed to like today.
Right.
I think we have a whole lot of women that are, you know, are using it for their own personal enjoyment and so not just starring in the roles. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on because I have some, you know, opinions about the actors, you know, and actresses who are. Who make the film.
But you know what, Z, you know, now, because you said actors and actresses, but what you're finding now more often, especially, you know, with the internet, or you have amateurs where you have, you know, everyday people, not actors or actresses, that are, you know, making these films and putting them out for people to view, for their viewing pleasure. So it's no longer just for the so-called porn actor or actress. You know, it might be your next-door neighbor, and they might have a studio situation. You know, they might have something, you know, going on there. Or the infamous sex tape, you know, Kim Kardashian, she made that, real hot with leaking these sex tapes. So, not only not just Kim Kardashian. What's the other lady? Pamela Anderson. Yeah, you remember that? Do you remember hearing about that back in the day?
No, I don't. But I will check that out.
yeah. So. Yeah, so some of these celebrities are, well, before anyone knew who Kim Kardashian was, you know, they knew about this infamous sex tape that was put out. So, you know, you find that people are using this, and you can't see my air quotes, but, you know, leaking these tapes out, and it's a way of putting them out, putting them on, putting them out there, you know, getting exposure.
So what do you think, Vonnie, is the thing that, you know, really gets pornography the bad name? I mean, you know, again, you know, a turn off. You know, some people, and I was thinking about when we had posted the show up on Facebook, and I'm like, wow, you know, nobody was hitting it, nobody was saying, I like, I'm coming. So, like, you know, it is a turn off to some people. People think, oh, my God, nasty, it's dirty, you know, they have so many, you know, horrible opinions about it, and yet, you know, I see it as a form of art. I mean, it is, you know, when you look at it, photography, it's, you know, an art expression. Again, we're talking about, you know, people sharing their love scene, you know, their sexual lovemaking scenes together, and sometimes it's just fucking scenes. It's not even lovemaking, but you know,
straight fucking.
Yeah. So, but you know, there are a lot of people that are just really turned off by it and would never even consider looking at it or participating in any way. And a lot of times, you find that in relationships, that can be a real big problem because sometimes you have one partner. Usually it's the male, but that's not always the case, that he's really into it and, you know, his partner may not be into it. So that can really cause some challenges in a relationship.
Yeah, definitely can. You know, I've been looking at doing the research for this show and some interesting some statistics that I had came up and just to, you know, and I'm going to go back to what you said, you know, when does it, you know, become distasteful? And I think one of the things is when children, you know, when you have predators out there that are, you know, going after children and you have a situation where you have child porn. I mean, that doesn't even sound right. Like, just saying that, like, makes me want to throw up. But, you know, but you have, you know, the case where people are actually searching for this via internet. And so when you get into that, when you bring the children into the mix, that's when it, to me, that's when it really gets distasteful. And then animals as well. Like that, I don't want to, you know, to me, that's my opinion, you know, and in this show, you know, we try to be objective, but I'm not feeling
well. I ain't objective about that because I'm not interested in children and animals being in, you know, that's not the same thing to me. Like I said, when I see pornography as a form of art and the people use it for their, you know, sexual arousal or, the, you know, for their entertainment or whatever, I don't see it as, you know, I don't put those two in the same category.
Yeah.
But, you know, so one of the things that I've realized as I have been growing in my own evolvement, in my own sexuality, is that I can see things like the difference to me between soft porn and hardcore porn. This is just straight up. I don't like the movies that show just fucking. I mean, you know, he just hitting it, and she just, That don't turn me on. That don't do nothing for me.
See, that's how I'm made for Z.
You know, but if you've got a nice story behind it, you know, I remember watching one where the husband had gone off to work, and she comes downstairs with her little lingerie on and whatnot, and here come the milkman, you know. That's been a long time since the milkman days, right? But, you know, here comes the milkman, and she comes out, and she's flirting with him, and of course he's fine. You know, I always love the movies with the brothers who fine. They just look good. They built, they all, you know, hunked up and stuff. And then, you know, they go on and getting their thing off. And so, you know, those kind of story ones are the ones that turn me on, that light my fire. I was talking with my guy last night, and I was saying, you know, remember that one we saw where that man, plus he wasn't even good looking. I mean, you know, if you're going to have one where you're going to at least have a good looking guy that's, you know, I don't like it when it seems to me that it's degrading to women.
Okay.
You know, when it just, you know, it's just something to me about the difference in art to me is when there's a story behind it and, you know, they're showing something that she's really into and he's really into her and he's really giving her pleasure and she's giving him pleasure and it's not just that bam, 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 because that to me is not something that, you know, says anything to me about how women feel about the sexual experience themselves. So that's just my opinion, and we are going to be asking others to share their opinion as well.
Yes, yes, and I see that we're past the 8 o'clock hour, so we can go ahead and go into commercial break. But before we do that, I just want to again to remind the family that you are welcome to join the conversation with us this evening, and you can do so by pressing the number one on your dial pad, and we'll bring you in. So without further ado, we're going to go to a quick commercial. And then when we get back, we're going to continue our conversation on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition, pornography, a turn on, a turn off, or turned up.
Yes, yes, yes.
Welcome to the Family Healing Circle, where we heal the mind, body, and soul. Join us every Monday for Totally Whole with Dr. Rosemary Cook and Pastor Bridget as they discuss issues related to spirituality and mental health with emphasis on wholeness of mind, body, and spirit. Get your money right Tuesdays on Money Matters with Chastity A. Wells. This show is the tool you need to develop a healthy relationship with your money and financial legacy. Every Thursday is a treat as we mix it up. On the first Thursday of the month, it's Total Empowerment with Angela Hardy, where beauty and strength is enhanced inside and out. The second Thursday of the month is Relationship Talk on One Love, One Connection, One Up with Reverends Arlene Cahet and Harvey L. Bailey as they give you practical advice for creating a spiritual union to have the relationship you want. Call in with your relationship question. Calling all brothers on the third Thursday of the month, it's the Sacred Masculine Show with Reverend Jamel Gilliam. It's a show for spiritual brothers and the women who love them. When there is a fourth Thursday in the month, we have the Healing Paradigm with Reverend Arlene Cahet, healing the mind, body, and spirit through changing viewpoints. Every Friday, Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition with sexual wellness coach Bondria Walters and sex enthusiast Nakia Lana, the hottest sexual health and wellness and nutrition show around. This is for the grown and sexy. Listen at your own risk. If you don't know, now you know. The Family Healing Circle on Blog Talk Radio, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's the best in entertainment, education, and talk radio.
All right, family, we want to welcome you back to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. Tonight's topic, we are discussing pornography, a turn on, a turn off, or is it something that you use to get turned up? We talked about the history of it a little bit and, you know, in our personal stories. But we also wanted to take the time to invite the family to share with them, you know, any stories or anything that they would like to, you know, share in regards to the topic this evening. And see, before we went into commercial break, I'm sorry, was there something that you were saying?
I don't remember. But, you know, I was just sharing my point of view about, you know, mm-hmm. what I like, you know, my particular taste in right. in a particular art form and what I didn't like. So we do have a caller who has their, was in the queue and I think wants to contribute to the conversation. So, Vani, we can go and bring this caller
all
in and
right.
see what they have to say. Caller 808-8185.
Welcome.
Oh, hey, how
Let's
you doing,
talk.
Ladies?
Good
love,
evening.
Peace and love, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
Excellent.
You're doing good.
Thank you so much for joining us.
We always enjoy when we have, well, we always welcome all our callers, but when we get our men in, you know, with us being two ladies, you know, we always get actually excited when our men come to join us.
I feel very welcome. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. So caller, so what would you like to share with us this evening about our topic tonight?
Well, I guess you guys started off with your stories of exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think my initial exposure sounds like an 80s movie. I was a military kid, you know, and
mm-hmm.
military kids have all types of groups. And we try to make the best of our environment. So, the, you know, military base is surrounded by a lot of woods, you know, for the military men to go out and do their service to the country and do all these explorations and
mm-hmm.
excursions and such. So we were out, I think I was about 9. Yeah, I think the group of us were about 9 and wandering in the woods, and we came across like a fort-like structure. Didn't look
okay.
professionally built. And we went ahead and explored it, and as
mm-hmm.
we were looking through it, we found a big crate of like 70s-style big bush pornography, like a bunch of Playboy magazines from like the 70s.
Wow.
That was like my very first real experience with seeing pornography, like in a professional setting. And,
wow.
Yeah.
Talk
yeah,
about a jackpot,
just...
huh?
I guess so. You know?
I mean,
yeah.
You know, was it a bunch of boys, or did you have any girls with you?
Nah, it was what, 3 fellas.
Okay.
Me and these two other guys were all in like 4th or 5th grade,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
we thought we hit the gold mine. It was
right,
it was
right.
very enlightening. So
mm-hmm.
you know, that was our
mm-hmm.
first view of pornography. And later on in the years, you know, I think I was around 13 or 14. I think I seen my first porno, and
okay.
in it was depictions of people having sex in different forms of sex and different positions in sex, which
mm-hmm,
I would like to attribute to having given me some type of insight to the different ways to have sex and be pleasurable to my partner.
So it was a form of a sexual education for you at the time?
I would say so, more than anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't,
okay.
at the time I wasn't even aware that you could pleasure yourself. Like I wasn't adapted to knowing that masturbation was anything. And now, I did explore sex at a younger age, but
mm-hmm.
my viewpoint on sex was more like pleasing your partner. So
okay.
if you didn't
mm-hmm.
please your partner, you really didn't have an experience. So
okay.
yeah, so I guess
mm-hmm.
pornography wasn't as tainted as some people might make it out to be from their
mm-hmm.
own experiences, but for
mm-hmm.
me, it gave me a gauge to where I need to graduate to a form. There was nothing it was all heterosexual. It was all relatively normal sex, but it just gave me an idea of what you should be thinking you could possibly do in a sexual act with somebody that you cared about. So that was my experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. I could just look. I had this picture of these little boys coming across his stairs, and, you know, wow, look what we got here. I always wanted to ask a guy. So you said it, you know, definitely helped you to see how you can, you know, things that you could do, positions that you could get in, how you could, you know, better please your partner. But do you get turned on when you see women?
Women on women?
Yeah, when you see two women together, is that a turn on for you?
It took some years for me to be cool with it. I'm not going to lie. You know, at first it wasn't nothing appalling. It was just a lot to take in. It was just,
okay.
Wow, I didn't know that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
It was more informative that is out there. And as I got older, I guess I took a liking to accepting it and not having any qualms with it or any reservations about it. So what makes you ask?
Well, because I just always want to know. I mean, I've watched pornography where there are two women, and I've watched it with men, and you know, it just seems like it's something that can be a turn on. So I just wanted to know what your opinion about it was. I think that one of the things that we, you know, as we are, our society is, you know, evolving into other things. But I remember watching one which was an old movie. I mean, like we were talking about earlier, not even with any sound. And they were showing two women. They were out in, like, in this picnic area. And the guy, there was a guy, and he brought them back out into this area and had the two of them, you know, take off their clothes and have sex with one another. So this is something that's been around for a long, long, long time. And I just said that because it seems to be if they're making these movies and they're doing and they're having women with them, and then obviously it's something that men, you know, are finding exciting and find a turn on. So I just wanted to ask you to see what your opinion was. So thank you for sharing. I appreciate that.
No, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I can't speak for every man, but we do enjoy it.
Yeah. We're kind of greedy here when we have a man come on. I did want to ask you another question. Have you, have found, and maybe in your relationships, have you found that you're a like of or your bringing pornography into the relationship, do you find that your relationships have changed any, or do you find that your partners are with you or not with it with you?
I've had a few women that were into pornography, and they were definitely more willing to explore and enjoy each other on a more free level. Mm-hmm. And the women that were less into it were a lot more reserved, as if they thought they would be judged by liking it.
Okay.
And it was unfortunate for those that weren't into it, which, you know, I adapt to. I'm not going to hold you to my standard necessarily, but we can definitely try to see where we can meet in the middle. And a lot of times, I might leave, if we didn't work out, you know, you might leave with some personal growth and see some things that you didn't know you liked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Women that liked to watch pornography seemed to be a lot more free-spirited and knowledgeable about the things that they were more into without being coerced or talked to or suggested that, hey, well, let's try this or that.
Okay. I was going to ask you that. Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you that. Have you found a difference in the women that you've dated for the women that, you know, enjoyed or watched pornography as opposed to the women that didn't, you know, watch it or weren't open to it? Was there a difference in regards to your sexual relationship?
Slightly.
Okay.
The women that did watch pornography, you know, on their own terms, without my introduction or whatever, they would have their own ideas of what they wanted. They were more empowered about what they wanted, you know.
Empowered.
Even if they weren't, if they weren't experienced in whatever they saw, they kind of had an idea of what they would actually like to try, as long as they felt comfortable enough with me to try it. And I don't hold nobody to any one standard. If you're into something that doesn't oppose my beliefs or what I'm into, then let's go for it. But women that didn't, you know, have any experience with pornography seemed a little bit more tamed by the culture of what society says we have to do or have to be. Like, they were more restricted by something other than them. Like, they were living up to a standard that they didn't have to.
Okay.
You know, that's basically that's my experience, you know. Other people might find it differently, but that's what I saw.
Okay. Interesting.
So, and just so you know, I'm a 35-year-old male who's been in the military, lived abroad, overseas, different countries, different states. And, yeah, I'm a people person, so, if I find something in somebody that matches me and we have a commonality and we decide to take it to the next level, we might find out some things about each other.
All right. And, okay, so then I have a question. So to this day, now, do you find that you use it as an aid, or do you get turned on by watching pornography? Do you still watch pornography?
In my own time, because of my current relationship, she's not really into pornography. You know, we might watch it occasionally.
Okay.
But in, I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I'm not threatened by it. I'm not needing it. It's just one of those things in life that I'm glad it's around. But, you know, it's just kind of there.
Right. Good stuff. Well, I thank you so much for having the courage to come on and talk about your personal pornography history and experience with us this evening. And, Z, did you have any more questions or anything that you want to ask our guests?
I can think of a thousand things I'd like to ask the brother.
I know you can.
But we do have another caller who wants to chime in on the conversation. Brother, I do appreciate you being here with us tonight and sharing your thoughts and giving some insight into how people are looking at it, looking at pornography. And I just appreciate you. Thank you so much. And we hope that you'll continue to come back again on a Friday evening and join us for other conversations. Peace and love.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Peace and love.
Bye.
Wow, it's so awesome to have a brother join us, buddy. Hey. we do have another caller that I'd like to bring in on this conversation. Caller 410-0658.
Welcome to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition.
Thank you, ladies. How are y'all this evening? It's me, Harvey.
Hi, good evening, Harvey.
How are y'all?
Love.
Y'all didn't have to rush the guy off. Y'all could have kept on going. You know, I'm a big man.
No, I didn't know who else was on here, so I'm glad to have another brother. So, Harvey, what do you think about this conversation tonight? Is a pornography a turn off, a turn on, or are you turned up?
Well, you know, it's definitely a turn on. Wouldn't say I'm turned up. It's a turn on. It's definitely a turn on. don't watch it or mess with porno as much as I used to at one time. But, yeah, it's definitely a turn-on. And, you know, I guess I'll follow suit. For me, the earliest experience, well, let me ask this. In talking porno, because I actually saw a naked girl before I saw pornography, does that count, or are we talking pictures and movies first?
Well, I think that when we're talking about the pornography, we're probably talking about the pictures, the movies, on the wall,
Okay. All right. Well, then my earliest experience with that would be, anyone from Baltimore may remember Super TV. Y'all remember Super TV?
I wasn't in Baltimore for Super TV.
Okay. So before we had real cable, we had Super TV. It was one channel, and it, you know, was on most of the day. But at night, Super TV would show porn. And when you looked at it, you didn't have to have Super TV. Like, I didn't have it. But somebody in my block obviously had it, and you could pick up the waves. You just had to know what channel to go to. And so all of us in the neighborhood, I guess somebody found it, and we were telling each other, you got to put it on channel this, you got to put it on channel that.
Wow.
And so what would happen is you would see silhouette people. But every now and then, if you watched it long enough, the silhouette people turned into a nice clear picture. And so I remember the first one, you know, that I saw. It was this woman, and she was leaving the bar, and these guys from the bar grabbed her, and they tried to rape her. And this guy pulls up in a motorcycle, beats up all of them, then he takes her off, and, of course, they have sex. You know, and it doesn't stay clear for a long time. You might get 15 minutes if you're lucky, and then it goes back to being silhouette. You know? So you try to watch it. It went on like midnight or something, but you try to watch the whole thing, hoping that it come back in again. But yeah, that would be, you know, my earliest experience with actually seeing porn. Now after that, I had an uncle who lived with me, and he had some magazines down in the basement where he was staying. And so, you know, I creep down there and be going through his stuff and find the magazines, and like, oh man, you know. But, yeah.
So let me ask you, Harvey, have you used porn in your own, in your relationships? And, of course, as a coach, you've been with other couples. What do you find? Do you find that it is something that enhances the relationship? I know that the other brother said earlier that, you know, he used it as a kind of an educational aid, and, you know, okay, I can try this position, or I can check this out, and, you know, this is another way of bringing pleasure to my partner. What do you think about that?
Okay, well, I'll say this for starters. As a coach, I have never asked any of the couples or individuals that I've worked with anything about porn whatsoever, so I would have no knowledge on their porn. For me, in my actual relationships, no. With the exception of my wife, I can't remember ever any woman who I was in a relationship with actually watching porn. I will say this. My daughter's mother, before she was my daughter's mother, came over my house one day, and she asked me what was I watching. I told her it was porn. And so she watched about 45 minutes of it waiting for a sex scene, and I finally let her off the hook and say, it's a kung fu flick. There's not going to be any sex in it. She was like, I was wondering when it was going to get to the porn. So that would probably be the closest to it outside of it. Now, there have been maybe one or two women who it was just the booty call, and we put porn on, but nobody was watching it. We went, you know, did our thing while the porn was playing. I guess it was just a part of the mood.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Nah, I've never really used porn for, you know.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, so that's interesting. Because I was going to ask you, are you a hardcore porn, or do you like the soft?
Well, softcore porn, like you see on, what is that, Cinemax, Showtime, one of them, I guess HBO late at night, that is really, really kind of boring. I mean, I guess it's supposed to be romantic, but that is really, really kind of boring, you know. So I guess, and then what I found to be what they consider hardcore porn is a little too rough for me. So I guess regular porn, you know, where
right in the
someone
middle.
Knocks at the door, you open the door, and it's, oh, I'm locked out. Can I come in? Sure. How come you have no clothes on? Oh, and next thing you know, they're having sex.
Right.
I've been waiting for that day to happen. Even when I order a pizza, if it's a female, I'm waiting to see. Hey, you know, in the movies, the guy always has sex with the pizza. It doesn't work that way in real life.
Right. But okay, so, well, Harvey, with that being said, if it not working that way, we're talking about real life and actors and actresses. So, and have you found that, you know, a false porn puts out a false sense of reality of what the expectations of what sex is supposed to be? Because, you know, with professional porn, because, again, we mentioned, you know, there are amateurs now, but with professionals, you know, there's a certain look, you know, there's a certain look, there's a certain length, there's a certain way that this actor and actress are projecting themselves, you know, with the mooing and the ooing and aahing, all of that stuff. So did you ever find, you know, in your case that, again, like, you know, with that false sense of reality, did that ever play into your expectations of sex?
Mine personally, no, but
okay.
As with all things that's out there, it has effect on people. There was a woman I was messing with many, many years ago, and it was, you know, just a physical thing. And sometimes when we were together, you know, when we were having sex, it would be the worst experience for me. The worst, because she obviously learned sex from porno movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the minute we get started, she's, oh, and she's going through all the motions, making all the sounds. And sometimes I just stop and just lay there, and she's still going through it. And it's like, so I wonder if I pulled out, would she still be doing this? You know,
right.
I don't need my ego stroked. I'm not that guy. So don't do that. That just pisses me off.
Right.
You know, that ruins the experience for me when you got to be, oh, and you calling my name, and I ain't done nothing yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I know I ain't done nothing when I can stop, and you still doing the same thing. You know, if I stop, you stop. When I move, you move. So, yeah, for some people that has. And she is actually one of the women who, you know, would put porn on. You know, I get over there and then porn is on and we maybe watch the first 30 to 45 seconds of it and then, you know, we doing our thing. And she's, like I say, act like actresses. She's making all the same noises and all the same faces. And, you know, I haven't even gotten started yet.
And you know, with porn being highly accessible to youth, I was reading that the age 11 is now like the average age that young folks are being exposed to porn. So by watching it and having all this access to it now, like, how is that shaping our youth as they go into, you know, because, you know, we all admit that we were curious and that's what led us to, you know, the magazines and me. I was, I guess, an exception because I was actually seeing the videos. And let me mention that even though I was curious, it grossed me out. Like, I remember the first time when I saw a man ejaculate, and it was in Jell-O, and then the women were eating the Jell-O, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to eat Jell-O ever again, you know, or just wondering, like, what is that coming out of his penis? Like, I didn't know. You know, I just thought from that point, I thought men and women, you know, you got on top of each other, and you humped a little bit, and then that was it, you know. And then, you know, if you want, you know, and you take your clothes off, and that was it. But I had no idea that that's what was going on. So, you know, with our youth, you know, being exposed to this and watching these actors and actresses, you know, performing, and that's what they're doing. They're performing, you know, how is that shaping them as they go about relationships and being in intimacy as well?
One of the things that I would say about that, Bonnie, is you know, almost like kind of what Harvey was saying, is that if our young people are looking at, especially hardcore, when I say hardcore porn, I'm talking about just banging, 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 and, you know, just digging pussy, just digging pussy. If this is what they are seeing as, you know, their introduction to how you get with a girl, then she gonna be quite disappointed and upset, because that's all she's going for. And so, I really think that that's really not a good way for them to get the introduction to sex.
I agree. Also, it has a mental effect on the youth. You know, if you see something like that, you really need an understanding adult, not one who's going to be scared. Because, you know, what a lot of us learn is parents make it seem like sex is a dirty thing. So if you see it, they try to hide it. They don't want to talk about it. Once your kid's been exposed, you got to explain some things to them. One, you got to let them know that this is just like watching a cartoon, in a sense. It ain't real. These people don't love each other, you know, and if they saw what Zakiya considers hardcore, Zakiya, I'm going to tell you, hardcore is some S&M, you know, with somebody getting whipped, somebody got a strap on, and somebody taking it somewhere, and then the gangbang stuff, and, a whole lot of the, anyway, it gets crazy out there, but it takes a parent who can really, you know, sit down with the child and nurture the child after that. Left to their own devices, the kids think, just like Zakiya said, that this is sex, and then they become sadly disappointed. You know, even young girls who see it, you know, you've told your story about being young, about 9 or so, and you saw it. The idea is, okay, this is all there is to sex, or you're grossed out because it's like, oh, my God, a guy can do that? I don't want him doing that to me. You know, this gel, this stuff coming out of him, and, you know, so all the fears, you got to be able to really help them through what they saw and let them know this isn't real. You know, yes, sex is done this way, but it's not like this. It should be done with someone who you care about. You know, it's a very special act, and it should be soft and gentle and loving, unless you want it a certain way. But you got to learn for yourself, but you got to do it at an age when you understand. You know, like for me, I had sex long before I saw porno. I saw a naked girl before I saw Super TV. I was in the first grade, and I followed this other kid into the girl's bathroom, and we were there looking at a naked girl. You know, a couple years later, I had sex with my first girlfriend. We were both way, 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 way too young. It was my first time, but it wasn't hers. She'd already been with a few other guys. And I'll say this, we were under the age of 10. You know, so by the time I got to Super TV, all I was thinking is, when can I do this again?
Right.
You know, it's so it was one of them things like, I want to do this again. You know, but it's not natural for children that age to be having sex, and not every girl was going to do what this one girl was doing. As a matter of fact, most of them thought she was too hot and shouldn't be doing it, you know, and she didn't really care. And I guess it was just my luck that I got with her. And being a boy, I didn't really care, but it's a rough thing to have to deal with. It is, because there's a whole lot of mental things that go on with it, you know. And then with the influences that was in my life, you know, it made it hard for a long time to be a decent man when the whole thing was about getting laid.
Right.
Because sex can become addictive.
Yeah.
You know, and that was before I could even ejaculate. So imagine what happened after the first time I got that feeling.
Right.
And you know what, Harvey? We are going to be talking about addiction to porn in just a few minutes. So, you know, I just wanted to let, you know, just say we're definitely going to be talking about that, because, you know, while we're talking about things that, you know, are kind of on a positive, you know, note, and how how we were able to use porn as a good thing, we're also going to be talking tonight about how it can really ruin relationships and really set people up for, you know, an addiction to have a negative experience. So we do have another caller that's been waiting in the queue for some time. You know, this is a conversation that could go on, and I'm so grateful, Harvey, for you chiming in tonight. Thank you so, so very much for your offering tonight. And we're going to wish you peace and love.
Thank you.
And we're going to go. It's so good to have the brothers on. I just want to say this. Now, we have a lot of conversations, Bonnie. And most of the time, it's just the sisters showing up. But this one has brought the brothers out. I love it. Thank you. So I just want to bring in caller 301-9942. Come and share with us tonight your thoughts.
Peace and blessings. Yes. Welcome to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition.
All right. We got a sister want to chime in on this conversation.
So I guess it is a turn on for me. I have always watched it, probably from, I don't know, maybe 19 or 20 years old, on and off. But I think I watched it more to learn certain things. So I'll give an example. Like, porn is really good when you want to learn how to give a really good, juicy blowjob. I think you can learn a lot. Yeah, I think you can learn a lot. Because, like, I never knew, you know, when I was younger, especially when I first got married, like, when you first married, like, you're trying things out and you're trying to figure out, like, what's good and what, you know, what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew, like, to make it sloppy and make it wet and, like, they like the noises and, you know, so for me, I think that's been the most advantageous thing that I've gotten from it is, like, how to do certain things. I don't watch it as much as I used to, because I think now, like, I've been sexually active probably for the past, not even a year, maybe 7 or 8 months, but I relied on it heavily, like, when I was celibate, like, not, you know, not having a sexual partner, but still, you know, still wanting to, like, get that energy off, because, you know, I don't know about nobody else, but I am highly sexual, and, you know, even being celibate, you still got to release it in some kind of way, so I did rely on it heavily, like, when I was celibate, but now that I'm not celibate, not so much, so that's my little share about it tonight.
You know what?
Thank you.
It's interesting that you would say that you learned how to give a good blowjob, but what the first time I saw a woman and a man eating a woman, I mean, he was on that clit. And, you know, it's a different thing when you're having the experience because you're not seeing it from that angle. You know,
right.
The camera is zoomed in on the clit, zoomed in on his tongue, on the clit, and you've seen how that thing is working. And that was one of my aha moments. I was like, oh, yeah. And, of course, if a brother knows what he's doing, you know, you can understand why she was oohing and aahing. Harvey said something about the oohs and the ahs, but them oohs and the ahs, when he on that thing, right? You know what I'm saying?
You can tell. I know. I can tell. Like in the, I still have like a favorite video on one of the sites that I go to where it's like a jail scene. So I have this thing with like jail. And, like, she's a, she's like the officer, and she, you know, he pulls it out, and she's like, "What is this? And I can lock you in the hole for pulling this out, and you better not tell nobody. I've been wanting you since you first came in here." And it is like the best scene, but it's one of those scenes like where you're talking about, like, where he's eating her pussy, and he just looks like he loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Loves it. And I feel like those scenes are very hard to find.
Yeah,
it's hard to find a scene where a guy is like eating pussy, but he just looks like he just loves it, you know?
Right. He's not just eating it just so he can stick his dick in, but he's eating it so she's enjoying it.
Yes.
And getting pleasure out of it.
Yes. And I'm just saying, but brothers, if you don't know, like Harvey says on that commercial, if you don't know, now you know. If you want to know how to eat some good pussy, try to get some good porn that will teach you how to do it right. You know, and there are definitely movies out there that, you know, will do that, you know, so.
And, you know, what you're also finding now is, because more women are watching porn, you're finding that there are more women that are directing the porn. So the things that are pleasing to us, so those are the things that are more pleasing to us when we are able, the story, like you mentioned, Z, and actually, you know, seeing the authenticity of the pleasure that's being provided. And not saying that's the case, you know, all the time, but you are finding that there are more women that are getting into directing porn movies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's so interesting too, Bonnie, because it can be a very tasteful replication. And I think when a sister comes in and she does it, she's going to make it so that it is a pleasurable thing for women, and it's not just something that is degrading to women. I said something earlier about some pornography, in my opinion, is degrading to women. You know, when it's just, you know, just banging, and he's not showing any kind of, you know, she's just an object, you know, and I don't like that. That gives me the creepy crawlies, because I don't like to see sisters just being an object for me.
Right.
You know, I really, like I said, I like the ones where there is some tenderness shown, and there is a, you know, he's there to give her pleasure as well as to get his, you know, and for her to give him pleasure. So, so I just think that some of the stuff out there can be really, really degrading to women, and that I don't like. And I want to thank the sister for sharing with us tonight. We always appreciate you when you come on, 'cause real, my beautiful queen, always keeping it real. I know we don't have 15 minutes left to go, but I did want to talk about some of the detriments to pornography. You know, there are people who get addicted. I don't hear much about women getting addicted. I'm not saying that they don't, but you don't hear about it as much. But you do hear a lot about men getting addicted to pornography, and in the sense that, you know, and, you know, the wife is upstairs sleeping, and he falls out the bed and goes downstairs to the computer, and, you know, that's where he's getting his thing off. And sometimes it can interfere with a normal, healthy sexual relationship. You know, the wife is finding that he's not even having sex with her anymore because his thing is in, you know, because he's getting his thing off of pornography. I mean, you hear it all the time on a lot of the talk shows, you know, wellness coaches are learning, are getting that, you know, well, they're having a problem because he's really into the porn. So,
right.
Bonnie, or anybody, if you want to chime in on this particular conversation, what do you think about that, you know, how that has affected in relationships?
I actually, you know, I had dated someone at one time, and I haven't had a problem with accepting foreign into a relationship, but when speaking with someone that was actually, you know, addicted to it, where they had to watch it, you know, in the morning or whenever they had a free moment, you know, it was something, it was kind of like calling them. And so they had mentioned that, you know, in the past that had been a problem. So that wasn't so much the case when we were in the relationship where those addictive behaviors were, where I could see those type of behaviors. But again, with expressing that, you know, that's what had happened in the past. And in past relationships, and one of the things that this gentleman had mentioned to me was because that the person that he was with was not open to watching porn. So it was kind of like, okay, well, if you can't do it together, then I'm going to do it anyways, and I'm going to do it, you know, whenever I get a chance. So I don't know if that's classified as being addictive, but I know that, you know, it definitely was a problem within the relationship. And it stemmed from, you know, that the partner that he was with, he was saying that, you know, they weren't open to watching porn. And then in their sexual relationship, that it wasn't very, it was a very restrictive type of sexual relationship as well. But I've been looking at these statistics, Z, and I'm reading, it says 68 million daily pornographic search engines. There are 68 million pornographic search engine requests daily. So that's 6 million. This is across the world. So in that 6 million, I know that is not just men that are in this. And then and I found another thing that was really interesting is that because porn is a multi-billion dollar industry, and this is a little bit old, but in 2006, $13.33 billion in the U.S. alone was spent in the porn industry.
Wow.
So, and that was 10 years ago. So here we are now, and just imagine how, you know, how that has you know, I'm sure I don't know if it's doubled, but you know, again, with the internet, it has really, you know, really blown up this industry. And then this is another interesting fact, that every 39 minutes, a new pornographic video is created here in the U.S. So that's every 39 minutes. So within this time of this show, there have been a couple of videos that's been created.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. You know, that's so interesting. And, dang, I'm in the wrong business. No, I'm just... They
interesting,
are creating every 39 minutes and billions of dollars in the sex industry.
Billions,
so,
yeah.
You know, just like you had said, porn ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And people would for all different kinds of reasons. And, you know, and I was trying to find a particular person. There's Emmanuel. Now this is soft porn.
Mm-hmm.
So I was up there searching. I'm like, I'm one of the people on the search engine looking for this particular woman, because my guy really likes, you know, her. And he, mm-hmm. Emmanuel in Venice, and Emmanuel in Tibet, Emmanuel in Africa, you know, and Emmanuel was traveling all over. You know, I'm a travel girl, you know, so I'm like, well, I just want to go to some of the scenes and the places that she goes to and some of the experiences that she has. So they did have different actresses playing this particular part, Emmanuel. Well, he likes this particular one woman, so I'm up there searching and searching and trying to find her, and
you know, and I'm finding that it's not easy to find some of the older versions of, you know, of this particular, you know, kind of pornography. I mean, I went to the store, I went to, you know, like porn stores, and I would go in and I would say, I'm looking, and he said, oh, no, we don't carry soft porn here, you know, everything is pretty much hardcore stuff. So I'm just finding that, you know, if you really are into something that has a lighter side, you know, where there's not, you know, where there maybe is more of a suggestive thing, you know, it's not really, you know, just, you know, you're not really getting the whole thing, which is just a kind of a suggestive thing. You don't get that as much today.
Right.
Yeah. So, but, you know, what is so interesting about this is that, again, you know, it is, to me, still a form of art. When you're using photography, you're using, you know, people are expressing themselves in this particular way. It, you know, like I said in the statistics, I mean, in the write-up, that people like to watch other people have sex. You know, that's just a thing that's in a human being. They like to be able to see it. Sometimes people are going to use it for their own particular experience to learn more. And sister says she learned how to, you know, give good head. So brother may learn how to eat good pussy, you know, or, you know, they just like the arousal of how it can, you know, stimulate their own and enhance their own sexual experience. You know, I think for me, Vonnie, a relationship. I mean, I'm glad to say that I'm an open person. I like that about myself because I've never been able to say, oh my God, I ain't watching that. Ooh, that's nasty. I'm not going to do that. I've never said that.
Right.
I've been, and, you know, I'm, you know, I'm just grateful to be that way. And for, you know, I think when you, especially when you're, if you're coming into a relationship, and guys, if you know that that's something that you are into, it's so good to have a conversation with your lady to let her know, you know, this is something that you enjoy, and, you know, find out where she is, because the sneaking around and the creeping around not bring goodness into a relationship. You know, I think that you
need
to think out front. And I know sometimes it can be, you know, maybe it's a little embarrassing to a guy to be able to say to a woman, you know, hey, I really like, you know, to put a little porn on, you know, before I have sex, you know, or whatever it is, and find out where she is with you. That's what communication is all about. And I think that that's what happens a lot when people get into a relationship and they don't have that communication. All of a sudden, the wife or, you know, the girlfriend says, well, I didn't even know he was into that. I didn't know he liked it. So absolutely, I would say when you're in a relationship or if you're just, you know, starting to date, you know, let your partner know what it is that you like. You know, it's okay to say to your brother, you know, hey, I like to, you know, watch a little, you know, people getting it on and things like that. That excites you. So,
Yeah, I agree, Z. Communication, you know, and we've talked about that, you know, throughout our shows, is communication is key, and especially, you know, with this here, with pornography, you know, just, it's, you know, letting your partner know, like you said, like, okay, you know, I like to watch the videos, or I have a couple of videos, or just, you know, just opening up the conversation so you can be comfortable with your partner, because it's all about expression. And with this conversation, I mean, we could continue this conversation because we haven't even talked about the aggression, you know, that's in a lot of the mainstream porn and how that also might tie in and affect relationships and as well. But I see that we are getting close to the 9 o'clock hour. So, you know, we're going to, go ahead and start wrapping the conversation up. But well, I would like to take this time to thank the family for joining us this evening on this topic, because it could be it could be a touchy topic. It could be a fun topic, but it can be a touchy topic as well. So
absolutely. I would like to say that we were kids and we found the books and we found the magazines and you found the videos. And so we want to make sure that as we're parenting, that we're also being very aware of our children and what they're
seeing.
So everybody's got phones now and computers. Parents, please be aware of what your young people are watching. And if you do find that they are, finding these things, finding movies, and, have that conversation with them. For me, and this is just for me, I'm not going to make it, oh, you can't watch that, that's, no, because that's curiosity. You were a curious kid, I was a curious kid. So we want to really be able to have intelligent conversations with our children, letting them know that there's a place and a time for everything. Every parent does it differently, but I just would like to say, just really, really, really be aware. Because children are curious, and they are going to be out there looking. I mean, that's just straight up, because we were the same way. So just really be responsible with this. So, Bonnie, I'm telling you, we are going to have this. We're going to have to come back to this conversation at another time, because I do want to talk about that, how that aggression can also bring about some really unkind ways of treating women. I thank you so much for joining us tonight. We love you and appreciate you all so much for joining us for Let's Talk Love, Sex, Nutrition. Next week, we're going to have the Queen of Desire, Janine Ingram, coming on and doing her thing. And it's nothing like Queen and what she brings to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. So if Bonnie, is there anything else you want to say, we're going to lead out with a song tonight by Kelly Rowland. Is there anything else you want to say, Bonnie, before we leave the family?
I just want to say I want to thank the family for joining us this evening. We really do not take it lightly that you spending your Friday evenings with us. And speaking from Z and I, we appreciate that. And we want to see you back here next week, next Friday at 7:30 on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And as Z mentioned, we'll have Ms. Janine Ingram. Oh, I can't wait to see what she's going to or who she's going to bring on the show or what we're going to be talking about next week. Oh, she always comes with the juicy stuff. So I'm excited about that. And Sam, we love you and we appreciate you, and thank you for allowing us to be in your space this evening.
And we'd also like to say, hit us up on Facebook, Bonnie. Tell us about how they can.
Yes. Hit us up on Facebook. We are on Facebook on Love, Sex, and Nutrition, and we post our shows on the show. But any comments, any questions, or any ideas of any topics or subjects that you would like for us to cover, please feel free to reach out to either Z and I. We welcome it. And then also, we are also on YouTube, right, Z? With the shows are going to be on YouTube as well. Yeah, so we are excited about that. And again, you can check out the archive shows that we've had in the past. We've been on air since August of last year, so. I don't know if we're going that far back, but I know that we'll be having past shows on YouTube as well. So, again, feel free to reach out to us via Facebook on Love, Sex, and Nutrition or you can email me at lovesexandnutrition@gmail.com. Again, if you have any questions or comments or just want to reach out and say hi to Z and I on a personal level, because we're very personable, you know, feel free to do as such. So yeah, Z, I think that's it, honey. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and say goodbye to the family, and we love and appreciate you. And I am Vonnie, your sexual wellness coach, along with...
And I am Z, your love and sex enthusiast. We wish you a blessed, healthy, peaceful, prosperous weekend and week. And we look forward to seeing you all next time. One love.
Yes, indeed. Peace and blessings.
It be on my mind like what? You be on my mind like what? Sure about the way, but not about the day, cause there's just too much I wanna say. Ooh, there's just so I be feeling. Ooh, sometimes I wanna give in and take you to the latest. It might be the greatest. Maybe you can rate it, cause
I'm thinking like it, and you think it's proper with it. So you can't leave a show.
So hot when I rock, though the night looks so good, you say.
Ooh,
that's just what I be feeling.
Ooh,
so high, wanna give in and take it to the latest. It might be the greatest, so maybe you can rate it, cause
I'm thinking I'm getting you,
thinking my getting you,
so
maybe you can
see the show.
Look at these passes, all that's granted,
cause I know you wanna
know.